If 39, if you make this land empty of bread, you will make it full of glorious Jews. If you're full of hunger only, so you're not thirsty for this. You have to make space. And from the lawful morsel are born knowledge and wisdom. From the lawful morsel comes love and tenderness. Because love and tenderness is something that is not in the animal. This machine doesn't go towards that. You have to slow down the machine and attend to it. Next paragraph. Back to the story. The merchant finished the business. Means this is the business I was talking about. If you get this, your merchant has finished the business. Then it will come back. And suddenly, we hear the most complicated argument in this story and the longest paragraph together. And what was that paragraph all about? The title of the paragraph was merchant reporting actually what happened in India, right? But look at the paragraph. Rumi will talk about talking, regretting. Then he talks about the action and the outcome of the action. I would say, have you formed an action and the outcome of it? Normally not. And because you are in rush, your brain will jump to the next moment for you. He said, let me give you that one example. Somebody will throw something. Somebody else will be injured. After 2 years, that injury will be infected and the guy will die. Who is the killer? This fellow. His fellow can understand and say, oh, it's not my fault. This is Gangarya and God created it, so it's his fault. You cannot blame the universe for having the rules. You did the first stop. The outcome is your responsibility. Remember the example we brought in? He tried to say, oh, it's more than that. What do you do as a consequence? And there is a chain of consequences, and you're responsible for all of that. That's when we started with responsibility. Remember? The first thing we said was, that's the first wording of Adam. Responsibility. He said, these responsibilities could not be misinterpreted or misled or something, because the guy who started is responsible. Of course, we believe that some Obia, they have the power to turn it back, to do something about it. But this is what they can do. What about you? You are responsible for all these chatterings. Of course the life is more difficult if you understand that what you chatter when you're 30 years old will drastically change your life when you're an old fellow. The brain doesn't think like that, but you have to, because this is what the general idea is. And he arrived to a point, to make a point. The verse is 1679. Without any doubt, this is the real wording of Rumi. Without any doubt, we eat shack. Action is a branch of seeing. By seeing, you know, we mean vision. The way you look at the interprets the existence, the way you see the things, and theory, yes, all of that. Means what you do is not very important. The way you see yourself is the basic. Therefore, to us, the people are the vision. When we admire someone, we call him visionary. Vision is basic. This is something that's really important. You know that at the end of the day, you say, listen, my brother, you are your vision. The rest is a piece of meat and the bone, which is nothing, which every animal has it. He will come to that and he say, this is something that I cannot finish. And they're not expand the whole of this. Why? Because I receive warning from some of these visionaries. This is not something to talk about only, because it's not about only talking and thinking, and the memory is deeper than that. The breath is more important than the flesh. The breath is the basic and the flesh is temporary. Therefore, let's hope that this will come back to you. The way that when you sleep, you are not there. When you wake up, everything will come back to you. How? Remember that he uses that sleeping situation as an example of you being here and you not being here. What is your situation when you're sleeping? You are here, right? You exist, all of you, your totality. The only part of you which doesn't exist is what? You're looking, you're thinking. That's why you are in peace, and that's why everybody is in peace. You are not here to bother them. And you're genuine and thing like that. He says, look at you, you could go out of this thinking. You do it every single night. Well, Steve, when you're asked, who are you? You think you are your mind, you think you are your thought, and your thinking system, and your brain. Then, next paragraph, the parrot listens to the message. What happens in this? Again, it really goes back to that talking. The tongue, saying stuff. All tongue. You are the treasure without the end, O tongue, you are also disease without remedy. So, remember? O tongue, you are this, you are that. O tongue, you are this, you are that. Go on. All the pages down. Why? Because that's what it is. That's what we're saying. That saying could be good, could be bad. And both is there. This is what Kalam is. Communication. We talked about this communication and he took off another long conversation that is, in my book, is full calling. All this time. Because he talks, and suddenly he stops and he would say, oh, I'm thinking of rhymes. And my sweetheart says to me, nothing of all except vision of me. Means that I have to talk about this, I have to talk about that. But remember, the goal is one thing, to find the essence of love, the source of happiness. And that source of happiness could not be described. Why? Because he was describing the despair of the parrot, remember? And despair of the merchant, and the merchant was saying, oh, how awful it was, alas, 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 right? And he started saying, his alas, his thinking comes from one single stuff. It was translated in jealousy, and I told you it's not the jealousy. 1713. It was more than that, he remembers. He said, listen, these are the rules. Exception is that one. Exception is the one out of this. And I want to talk about that exception. But I have to do it in the rules. Look at the talking. Look at you who sold the breath to attend to the flesh. Look at these nonsenses we talk. And how could we talk about it? Because that's the subject that you cannot really talk. Love is not something to learn, to understand. I mean, if you dedicate your entire life to understand what love is, and you are the luckiest one, you will write down a book almost readable, and in a couple of years it will be an old nonsense. There is only one way to understand love, is to experience it. To be in love, there is no other way. And there is no way to explain the state of love for somebody who has never experienced. No way. He talks about all this and says, but you know what? Sit at ease. Because we can do something which eliminating talking, words, sound, and all that, because we could talk without all this. Could we or not? He said, I will throw words and sound and speech into confusion, that without these, there I may converse with you. Could we or not? Isn't it true that all our communication is not with words, sound, or things like that? You could see that affection in the mind of someone for a very single moment, looking in the eye, and you're filled with the passion. That's how it communicates. There are other ways. The major one that we can refer to scientifically is music. Music has no word in it, and has nobody no talking in it. Yes, it's sound, yes, but it will do something. It will grab you. So there are other ways. And we believe in that one because we believe the source is there. We don't think you do it. Said, okay, now I will do this and I will talk to you with another kind of breath. Is it possible? Yeah. A lover, by walking in a room, will change the room. Everything will change. Yes, of course, the chairs in that room, or if there is a dog over there, or other animal, they may not get it. But if there is a human being over there, we'll get it. There is a difference. This difference is in the breath that we could share. This breath is not shared with the Khalil, with not being shared even with Jibreel. You remember that? This is something very harsh to say that I could tell you something that even Gabriel was not told. Because we know Gabriel was told everything. He is the real messenger. Because all the messengers will receive the message from him. And he knows everything, right? And he's not like Satan, all knowledge. He's a very good God, close to God. But there is a breath that Gabriel doesn't understand. Remember, we have the breath that Satan doesn't understand. Now there is that breath that Gabriel doesn't understand. Even Messiah didn't talk about it. Even God didn't talk about it. Because because this is the direct communication, which happens very magically. How? With becoming someone